Final
the
couple of minutes.
The only thing Sisolak cares about is the union. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And there are plenty of people that aren't union workers, and this isn't for all union workers, but I know a lot of union workers that don't like him either because they were furloughed, they were laid off, they lost their job because of the flu.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that the truth? In our final couple of minutes, you've been out there, you've been out and about. You've seen how businesses are starting to get back to work. You still have a lot of folks on unemployment. Tell me where we are in our economic development right now. And I've only got 2 minutes.
Well, we're going to be much stronger and much, we're going to recover much quicker as soon as we get these conventions back in town, because that's really our lifeblood when it comes to the hotels and the hospitality industry. It's the conventions that drive the revenue in the business. My girlfriend still hasn't gone back to work at the MGM because her business is the convention business. So I think World of Concrete is at the end of the month, if I'm not mistaken. That'll be a nice boon for us, some revenue generation. We're going to get some concerts back, some entertainment back. And heck, if the Knights clinch it, we're going to have a great time no matter what.
Yeah, by the way, was that a gutsy call by Pete DeBoer to play Robin Leonard the other night?
Yes, it was, and I was watching. I actually was down at the Wynn watching the game, and it all worked out very well. Quite a nail-biter, but very, very good game.
If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to catch up on your newsletter on the weekend, how do they go about doing it?
They can sign up for my newsletter. It's free. They just enter their email address. They'll get it every Sunday evening. They can go to ReaganBabe.com and read my daily news section. I guarantee you'll find stuff there that you haven't seen. As well as my Facebook page, they can sign up there at ReaganBabe. And also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ReaganBabe.
Megan, always good to visit with you. Stay cool and go Knights go.
Go Knights go. Thank you.
There you go. Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is the Tuesday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got to tell you, it's days like today is why you listen to the traffic reports, because there's a lot of congestion on Interstate 15 northbound near the Spaghetti Bowl. In fact, the freeway on-ramp light is on at Charleston. Very congested through there. You're averaging about 35 to 40 miles per hour through the resort area. The Beltway 215 also is backed up in both directions at the 15 interchange. There was an incident there straddling the median, affecting both sides of the freeway. So you're very, very slow on the 215 westbound at the airport connector, eastbound at Decatur. And do expect some slow flows elsewhere as well. 95 east at Rancho and up in Summerlin, westbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders continuing to go through the process of signing their draft class as safety Trevon Moehrig, who was selected in the second round, has agreed to his four-year rookie deal. He won the Jim Thorpe Award as the nation's top defensive back during his final season at TCU. And now there are just two draft picks that remain unsigned for the Raiders. The Vegas Golden Knights, they play Game 5 tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. The series is currently even at 2 games apiece. Not clear if it's going to be Marc-Andre Fleury or Robin Lehner who will get the start in goal. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
This week at Macy's, find great summer style with big savings on head-to-toe looks, like 40 to 50% off fresh outfits for him and her. The perfect sandals, sneakers, and more, 40% off. And specials like bras and panties, $19.99 and under. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now, get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud. This has been a busy day on Capitol Hill. The U.S. Senate took a vote, and they essentially said they weren't going to take up H.R. 1, the bill that originated in the House of Representatives dealing with voter rights that is really dangerous for America. I had a chance to visit with J. Christian Adams, and I asked him, what's the difference between H.R. 1, which they voted on today, and H.R. 4 that is waiting in the wings?
Right. Well, H.R. 1 is a federal takeover of elections, and H.R. 4 is a federal takeover of elections. They have different names, but they do the same thing.
Yeah. Tell me how they're different.
Well, H.R. 1 has a lot of ornaments on the tree, you know, like a Christmas tree, but H.R. 4 is the tree itself. It's the whole deal where the federal government bureaucrats will have the power to review and reject every single election change in the state. So if you move a polling place from a gymnasium in a school to a cafeteria, you're going to have Washington, D.C. bureaucrats approve it. They'll micromanage elections from the Justice Department where I used to work.
Now, right now on the Senate floor, they are voting on whether to begin debate. They need 60 votes. They are not going to get 60 votes, most probably. But Kamala Harris is sitting in the president's chair in the Senate. First of all, what is it they're voting on now? Is this H.R. 1 or H.R. 4?
It's essentially what passed the House already, which is H.R. 1, which is the Christmas tree with all the ornaments on it. It does all sorts of things. It pays people to run for Congress with taxpayer money. It bans voter ID in the country. It's a total, complete takeover of federal elections. Now, what will happen is things like banning voter ID, that'll still happen under H.R. 4. It'll just be done by bureaucrats who will issue edicts as opposed to being done by Congress.
Which right now is done, am I right or am I wrong, is done to a great degree by the Department of Justice and other government agencies, right?
Well, it used to be until the Supreme Court struck it down in 2013 because it was based on 1965, you know, when, like, My Fair Lady was the best picture winner and Chubby Checker had that hit out called The Twist. And they were – certain states had to have all their election law changes approved by the federal government. But the Supreme Court said, hey, that's too old. You can't be clamping down on states based on stuff from 50, 60 years ago. And so that's what they're trying to do with H.R. 4, is revive the hooks, the triggers, the net that catches states and puts them under federal supervision.
So where does H.R. 4 stand in the legislative process? I know it gets a little confusing for folks out there.
Yeah. It's not far along, but it can be added, don't forget, as a substitute, like in a blink of an eye. It doesn't have to be approved. The Democrats are so desperate for power that they'll do anything they can under the rules to pass this stuff.
I know that we on the right, and again, J. Christian Adams joining us, the President and General Counsel, Public Interest Legal Foundation, and a lot of us have made the charge that elections are best left to local folks, states, counties, cities, things like that. And my question is, why are elections best left to locals?
Well, because power is best when power is close to the people, because it's less likely to be abused. And so when you can call your state legislator on the phone, you could probably get him on the phone today, try that with Congress, or try that even worse with a bunch of federal bureaucrats at the Justice Department. They won't even call you back. And so when you put power in the hands of people who live far away and are totally unaccountable, the founders knew that bad things happen. And that's why they wanted to put power close to the people in the hands of the states.
And where is H.R. 1 in this process? Now, I know it's moved over to the Senate, but are we going to deal with that tonight?
Yeah, we are. I think that's what you're watching live in real time, is a vote to end debate on H.R. 1, which is essentially now the Senate version. But that's exactly what's happening right now. And look, it's supposed to fail. It's most likely going to fail. And that's why the big threat is the Christmas tree, not just the Christmas tree of ornaments.
So in other words, it will be waiting in the wings when H.R. 1 goes down to defeat tonight.
That's right. And it'll have lots of people like Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, who have actually signed on to the Christmas tree version and not, you know, without the ornaments. And that's dangerous because, you know, if you get enough Republicans to cross over, then the bill is going to pass.
But the issue is still, will local officials run their elections, or will they have to run everything by either the Department of Justice or somebody?
No, it's the Department of Justice.
It will be the Department of Justice. Now, I'm curious. Now, you mentioned Lisa Murkowski. Who are some of the other players to watch in this debate moving towards the vote tonight and eventually to H.R. 4?
Well, two more. Number one, Kristen Sinema, senator from Arizona. She does not think that there should be an end to the filibuster, and that may be the whole ball game for federalization. Now they want to try to create an exception to that, like, oh well, you know, no filibuster for important voting laws, right? That doesn't govern. If we have an important voting bill, we don't care about the filibuster. They call it a carve out. The other person to watch is Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. For a few days, he was sort of involved in a compromise. Remember the judicial compromise from many years ago, Lindsey Graham and John McCain cooked up. And Lindsey Graham was talking about maybe having some kind of compromise. The last person to watch is Tim Scott, also weirdly from South Carolina. And so these three people are really the ones who will be calling the shots besides Joe Manchin.
Do you get a sense that there will be any, and obviously I would have to think Lisa Murkowski, if she's already signed on to it, would probably favor it. Are there any other Republicans that you think might cross over?
Well, you got to watch out. You got to watch out for Tillis of North Carolina, Collins from Maine, because if they get enough Republicans to cross over, then we're going to have a fundamental reorganization of our constitutional arrangement.
Where has President Biden been? I know he's been out of the country for 8 days, and it's kind of odd that you try and cram a little bit of this H.R. 1 stuff, H.R. 4 stuff, in between a trip to Europe and the 4th of July break. Where has he been in all of this? Has he been active? Has he been working the phones? What?
Well, it depends on who you ask. The progressive left is furious at him. They think that he has not done enough to fight for this issue. Now, I don't know whether it's because he's debilitated upstairs or whether they just are getting their sea legs. I can't tell you. Or whether the progressive left is just crazy that they think if you don't, like, set yourself on fire with gasoline, you're not fighting. I can't account for that. But the progressive left is mad at the president for not fighting hard enough. Now, on the other hand, I think that he's already out on a limb with bad ideas. So it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? J. Christian Adams joining us, the president and general counsel, Public Interest Legal Foundation. We just got word from T-Mobile Arena. Marc-Andre Fleury will start in goal for the Golden Knights, Game 5 against the Montreal Canadiens. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We are not done, ladies and gentlemen. We are sprinting to the finish line today on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There have been two or three major stories percolating all day while you've been at work. One, obviously, involving the vote that was taken, I guess, about 3:30. And it involves H.R. 1, which would radically change how we vote in this country. By the way, this hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. The other major story that has been percolating is the, well, Dr. Fauci at it again, this time at a news conference, the COVID-19 Task Force news conference. The Biden administration has a little bit of egg on its face. And basically what they've done is they've had to walk back a challenge that the president gave his administration to, by July 4th, vaccinating 70% of America. That would give us herd immunity as a country. But Jen Psaki today had to walk that back, that whole vaccination goal thing. Question came up. This is Cut 6. Jen Psaki earlier today at the White House.
Just given that you know, the country did not reach this goal of 70% of adults being getting one shot, is there anything that the country cannot do? Is there any sort of, I mean, that was always the sort of benchmark for getting back to normalcy. And since we didn't get there, are there things that the country cannot do because we haven't actually achieved the goal that we were supposed to?
Well, first I would say it's a goal we here set in the White House.
Is there anything you'd recommend the country not do, given that the goal
was? Well, this was always going to be community to community, right? When the president set this goal back in March, it was always meant to be a incentive and a driver for people to see what the benefit would be of getting vaccinated. And at the time, what the president said is, if you are vaccinated, your neighbors are vaccinated, you can all have a backyard barbecue. We're doing that times about 100 by hosting 1,000 people here at the White House. Now, if you're in a community where you're 80% vaccination rate, my bet is the community is pretty closely back to normal. If you're a community with a much lower vaccination rate, obviously you're going to make your own choices, but you're not operating in a community where it should be back to normal. So it's always was always going to be local, was always going to be based on what the decisions are made community to community, but not nationwide. No, it's really dependent on where you're living.
The president's in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. has gone beyond their 70% goal. It's okay to do that thing. It's okay to have 1,000 people in Washington, D.C. at an event because Washington, D.C. has surpassed the 70%, but somewhere where it's a 50% vaccination rate, perhaps.
Communities are going to make their own decision. There's nothing ever magical through science about 70%. 70% was a bold, ambitious goal we set to continue to drive to get more people vaccinated across the country. But it's not as if you are 67% in a community, you're at a different level of safety than 71%. Communities are going to make their own decisions. And I think at a fundamental fact is that if you're vaccinated, if your neighbors are vaccinated, then you're safe.
Jen Psaki, presidential press secretary, talking this morning from the podium at the White House. If you're driving down to T-Mobile Arena, trust me, you've got some excitement ahead of you. Game 5 of the playoffs, the semifinal of the NHL. And Marc-Andre Fleury will start in goal for the Golden Knights. So we just kind of keep you apprised of that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The flip-flopper-in-chief, that's Dr. Anthony Fauci, was at the news conference today for the COVID-19 task force, the Biden administration version, and was trying to answer a question about what happens in the fall and winter. This is cut two. Dr. Fauci, go.
I'd like to ask, what will happen this winter if there continues to be a solid 20 to 30% of the adults who refuse to get vaccinated? Could there be a renewed surge? Could we even get back up to like 1,000 daily deaths, or are those days behind us?
Dr. Fauci?
There's the persistence of a recalcitrant group that doesn't get vaccinated. There will be local type of regional spikes and outbreaks. I don't foresee what we refer to as a surge as we have known it, namely the 3 major surges that we've experienced over the past year and a half. I don't think even under those circumstances that you're going to see things like 1,000 deaths a day. I think that is a bit much. But there is a danger, a real danger, that if there is a persistence of a recalcitrance to getting vaccinated, that you could see localized surges, which is the reason why I want to emphasize what all 4 of us have said. All of that is totally and completely avoidable by getting vaccinated. So the very fact that you bring up the question, which means there's a reality that that could happen, should hopefully stimulate people to appreciate that they have within their own wherewithal to prevent that from happening, to get vaccinated.
One of the things that Dr. Fauci has mastered, and you saw it in that clip right there, hedging his bet, so to speak. Well, there might be some local outbreaks and regional outbreaks, but that we're not going to have the big national surge. This is a guy that just can't say, I don't know. I you know, this is so new. That to me is has been the problem all along.